The city will establish a tax incremental district in January to support the project. Under the agreement, Vantage will cover around $175 million in infrastructure costs. The city will reimburse the company through increased property value generated by the development. Chris Smith is the city's counsel for the project. He says it's opposite from the local agreement given to Foxconn.
In Foxconn, it was the government that borrowed all the money for those infrastructure improvements and then relied on the company to generate the revenue to service that debt.
Vantage plans to build four data center buildings in the first phase of the development. Joe Schultz, Wisconsin Public Radio.